they are the people with the insight in how to bring us along on the next part of the journey. And with the separatist approach that has been in existence, a model that is cumbersome, that is financially dependent, that is not economically sustainable, that is those are the people that we need to involve in this process. And it's, I know there's a think tank set up post the motorised grant to look at how, you know, the ring fencing of the 10.2 million that's welcome. How does the new motorised grant evolve in the next phase? We need to involve the people with disabilities, people from the disability sector. And we shouldn't just take for granted that the umbrella organisations will do that. We should be insisting that we as legislators send the likes of the DFI, Disability Federation of Ireland, out into communities, meet with them, engage with them, talk to them, because these people have the ideas. They live sometimes the nightmare of having a disability, but they also live the reality of having a disability, and their wisdom, their insight, their experience is paramount on how this conversation moves forward in the future.